to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. You got to admit, they go by really, really fast, at least for me. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And we have a brand new biblical question. Though I don't see it in my notes right now, I will get it to you, though. In the meantime, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just got to do what you got to do due to time, if nothing else, but you would love to still listen to the show as it is happening, you can. Podcast and call the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like this video. Hit the like button. Hit like. My producer reminds me to remind you all the time. So hit the like. Appreciate that too. Thank you. Thank you. It is Monday. They seem to go and come back really fast. It's like going around the world. And for the flat earthers, it's going up and down the world. Even though time seems to be going around and around and around, the sun is going around the earth, but for the flat earth, okay. You see the sun going up and down the earth. What the? It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up.
Get behind me, Satan.
That's right. It is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. What the?
When she's crying, she's lying.
Amazing. It is a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Right versus wrong. It's hot in L.A. I feel like it's hot all over the world. Hotter, 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 all over this world. Amazing, huh? It is hot. So is the earth going around the sun or the sun going around the earth? Going around the earth?
Yeah, the sun goes around the earth.
It's definitely not going up and down.
I mean, the earth goes around the sun.
What?
The earth revolves around the sun.
It's not definitely not going up and down the earth, huh? The sun.
That's for sure.
We never see the sun traveling straight up and down the earth. What the? Amazing. It is a spiritual battle. We had an amazing fellowship yesterday. I never know how the fellowship's going to go because I can't plan them. And I have never planned a Sunday morning fellowship. Isn't that amazing? Because I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know what will happen naturally. And so I don't plan, and I'm always enlightening, blessed, whatever word you want to use, from them. And work that, if not all, most of the people are putting into overcoming. This is real fellowship. We don't get up there and just read some Bible scriptures, and then the people go, amen. And then we have them come down to the front and accept Jesus. And then they fall out and people cry and then they go home. And at night they continue to cry. But we've been fortunate enough, gift from God, to truly work on ourselves as individuals, those who want to. And most who attend it do and are working on themselves. And I just want to encourage them to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And yes, I know it is hard in the beginning because now you are starting to see life in a way that you didn't even or forgot exists when you were traumatized as a kid. So stay with it, men and women. Stay with it, stay with it. And there will come a time, if you stay with it, there will come a time when your load will become lighter. And it get lighter and things become clearer. It really, really does. It truly is the fading away of the darkness. Every human heart is of darkness because it's wicked, it's evil, it's of their father, the devil, until we start to overcome it. Until you can truly admit in your own heart that you're wrong and not blame anyone for it. Yes, our fathers and mothers, mothers and fathers did it to us. As an adult, we realize that's where it started from and forgive them. You can't blame anyone else after that, not even them anymore. You and only you are 100% responsible for your own spiritual life. Your husband, ladies, can't help you. Your wives, husbands can't help you. Your adult children or young children can't help you. The preacher can't even help you. No one can help you except be pointed back. And they can only, if they are honest and know what they're talking about, they can point you back to the source that can help you from within. And I'm telling you, don't worry about how long it takes. If it takes 1,000 years, you stay with it. just stay with it. And resist the urge or the temptation to blame anyone for what you feel, what you think, or whatever. And you will, we talked about the mental playbacks in your mind. The one thing I know for sure and without a doubt, there is truth, life, a new world within this world, but it's inside of you. And I know without a doubt, if you stop the mental playbacks in your mind in that very moment, you will walk and live by, you will obey the truth. You will obey it. And you will have no other choice but to obey, because that will be the only thing available. It's the truth. And you will obey the truth. But the truth will not and cannot help you as long as you're living from the mental playbacks in your mind. The mental playbacks of you made me mad, or thinking about the past, what happened or didn't happen, what someone did to you or what you did to others. The mental playbacks of how someone treated you. The mental playback of being angry or being resentful or being suicidal or worry, of looking for love. The mental playbacks of how someone played you or how you played them. The mental playbacks of what if? Why don't I have what they have? Why am I poor and they're rich and all that? Mental playback of the future. What would my future be if I don't? What would my future be if I don't have this or have that, or married or not married, have children? Or what would my future be because of my color, male or female? Mental playbacks keep you and me or anyone from obeying the truth. Obeying the truth takes no effort at all on your part when you're not involved in mental playbacks. I'm too tall, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat, I'm too this, I'm too that. Mental playbacks. Why don't you stop it? All you do is not go with it. Mental playbacks of what happened. I can't believe they said that to me. I can't wait to see them again. I'm going to get them. Mental playbacks. Mental playbacks of what someone told you about slavery. And then you start playing it in your mind. I can't make it because of slavery. They owe me because of slavery. I'm black. I can't make it. Female, I can't make it. This or that. Mental playbacks. You're never going to be able to walk. The truth can't help you. Because the truth going to say, okay, I can't help you until you stop going with the mental playbacks. And when you stop, the truth will step in. And you can't help but obey it. You have no other choice in the same way you obey those mental playbacks in your mind. Isn't that amazing? Mental playback are a bitch. They keep you from the kingdom of heaven, both man, male and female. They keep you in your misery. And then you complain about the misery. Oh, I'm so unhappy. I'm not happy. I'm lonely. I'm this and I'm that. What a sad way to live. Why do you want to live your whole life like that? Blaming others for your mental playbacks. You're so quick to say somebody did something to you. Why not do the if thing? Why not be of if? Why not do the if? What's wrong with if? If you can lose it all and not complain about it at all. If you can't endure without complaining. Why not do the if? If somebody decides that they want to leave you or they don't want to play with you anymore, if you can go without one complaint about it, without missing them or wanting them back. Why not do the if? If you can live and never compare yourself to anyone else, why not do the if? What do you got to lose other than hell? Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. So we did last week, we dealt with it yesterday at the fellowship, and you can get more on it if you by going to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Last week, rebuildingdemand.com/church. Last week, biblical question, are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? And I have to tell you, there are men and women who are working on that, and they are overcoming it. But most people are afraid to abandon their fear of evil. You're afraid to do it. That's why you won't do it. You believe that evil has power and authority and control. You don't know that evil has been defeated, even though you heard about it in some cases, but you still don't believe it. Otherwise, you would abandon your fear of evil. And you go, well, how do I abandon it, Jesse? I want to abandon it. How can I abandon it? My fear of evil. By being aware of it and not going along with it. Not going along with it at all. But just be aware, because it's only a thought. I gotta get some mint out of here. What the? It's only a thought. That's all it is. And because you believe the thought, it brings on a feeling. And now you think it's real. Oh, I feel afraid. I feel this and I feel that. You think feelings are real. Some people think that God created feelings. Can you believe that? Why would God create something that hurt you? Why? What kind of God are you believing in? Why would God give you a feeling of happiness, and then as soon as you're happy, then give you a feeling of sadness or depression or worry? And then now you're down there feeling that way, you got to try to work yourself way back up to feeling of happiness. Why do you believe that that is from God? And if that is from God, why would you want to serve a God that makes you feel so bad? Worry. angry. Why would you want a God like that? You're not happy with it. Well, most people love anger nowadays, but in the normal days, good old days, men and women did not love anger. They knew anger was evil. Amazing, huh? So, check out the fellowship. Most people fear evil. They truly believe that evil is real and that it has power. They believe it. They believe that a witch doctor, a voodoo doctor, so-called doctor, can hurt them. And they're afraid of the voodoo doctor. Not knowing that just you believe it. That's why when you believe it, you feel it, and now you're afraid. And then you react, and you do what the voodoo doctor said you got to do because you're overreacting. Amazing, huh? You can be free, or you can live in your misery for the rest of your life. It's totally up to you. There were a couple new people there yesterday, a family, where the husband, wife, and the wife's mother. And the battle between the wife and the mother, her mother, and the husband, really, was a true example of what every human being on the planet deal with in one way or another. Every human being. The mother hating the daughter hating the mother, and the wife hating the husband, and the husband too weak, hating the wife, and it's a mess. While at the same time, at least for the mother and the wife, praising Jesus. Oh, I love the Lord. And the Lord loved me. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. While hating one another. Think about that. Oh, but I believe in Jesus, they say. And they say to one another, I love you. I love her. You don't love her. You hate her. How do you call love hate? Or hate love? And I know that kind of love, I know what they mean, because when I had that anger, I thought I loved my mother because I felt that emotion that come from anger that feels like love. It's guilt. And it feels like love, and you call that love. And then you even say that love from God. But that's hate. That's evil. That's fear. How are you going to love the person you're fighting with? Fighting and crying and carrying on, but you love. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's what Christ said on the cross when he was killed because the Jew leaders, the Jewish leaders, and the government hated him because he was sent there by the truth, for that he brought the truth. And they didn't want people to get the truth, because if you have truth, they can't use you. And they killed him. For that reason. But the Christians say, oh, Christ died on the cross and rose for your sin and rose again. He died for your sin. Like God gonna have somebody. Think about this. And I would think about it. I could be wrong, but hate is here to help me. God is such a mean God that he gonna send his son here to earth. And then he gonna slaughter his son so that you can be saved from sin. What kind of God is that? You want blood sacrifice so you can be saved from your sin. What do you think about that hate? A God that, of all love, perfect love, all peace, all everything, life and everything, want to quote unquote save the children of the world. So he gonna send his son down here and slaughter his son on the cross for sin.
I don't know.
Blood sacrifice. What do you think about that?
It's interesting.
What kind of God is that? He got to slaughter his son to save us?
Makes sense.
What makes sense?
We've been slaughtering each other. So why not one more?
So God gonna slaughter his son for our salvation. How is that going to save us?
Because he was
blood dripping everywhere.
The way I was told was because he was innocent.
What?
Was because he, the way I was told was because he was innocent.
And that's true. And that's why the Pharisees or the scribes of that time wanted to kill him because he was innocent, not because of saving us from sin. He was telling the truth, and they didn't like it because they didn't want the people to hear the truth.
Yeah.
So they killed him. But that didn't have anything to do with saving us from sin. A blood sacrifice. Christ was even against blood sacrifice.
Was he?
That's why he turned over the table in the temple. Because the people in the temple were making buku money by telling the people, you could be saved.
Uh-huh.
God forgive your sin. Go and buy some animals and bring them here, and then, or even sell them to the people.
Right.
And then people went and bought cows and whatever. And the people made buku money in the thing off the people. And every month they had to buy a new animal and sacrifice the animal for their salvation. And Christ was like, uh-uh. You're using these people. There's no such thing as blood sacrifice. I came to point you back to the Father with love, not with blood. He was against blood sacrifice.
I don't know.
Animal sacrifice. And just think about those poor people. They had to go and spend their money and buy some animals and go over to the temple and sell the animals. And then people made buku money off them.
Right.
And they still weren't saved. They had to do it every month.
They should have just burned their money.
What a business, huh?
They should have just burned their money. So nobody could make money off of it. Then it would be like a real sacrifice.
And then that's why they killed Christ, because he turned the money thing over in the temple and said, y'all, Christ put them out of business.
Interesting.
It's like religion today is a money sacrifice and making things. That's why they tell the people that the Bible is the infallible word of God. And they tell the people inflatable. And they tell
infallible.
The people infallible. And they tell the people, you got to keep coming back to us to know that. You'll never find it within yourself.
Yeah.
And the people keep going back and reading the scriptures.
I do notice people get the wrong idea in their head, and then they just run with that.
Yeah.
About the truth.
You can't even convince them that they're wrong.
Yeah.
I got it when I come back to brand new biblical question, and then whatever. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear, anxiety. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. We have the best counseling service on the planet. You may need two at best, but definitely one if you really, really want to overcome. But some people like two, and some even like, you know, follow-ups now and then. Family, individual, either by phone, Skype, or in-house, anywhere around the world. It's amazing counseling, all right? And you can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And for personal shout-outs, I will do them for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, encouragement, plain old I love you and appreciate you shout-outs, whatever. Congratulations. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JOP Talk. No, Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson or shoutout.fans, FANS/JesseLeePeterson. shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. The Hake Report coming up. The guy with the good hair, I pray he never loses that hair. He had to go down to Mexico and get some new hair on the border of Mexico. I know a guy that went down to Mexico, hey, and he got a head full of hair done. Oh, you saying they go to Turkey?
That's what I heard.
So will you be going?
Not that I've looked into it. And I don't disclose whether I will do it or have done it or anything. Next subject.
How you know about Turkey then?
Men are all about fixing their hair nowadays, it seems like, on the internet.
Down in Turkey?
No, on the internet. Well, yeah, they go to Turkey a lot. I heard in comments on like IG and stuff like that. But and on YouTube, like there was this guy, young man who was bald, and then now all of a sudden he has hair.
Nick said that it may be his fault that you know.
Because of what James said, basically, because people on the internet talk about it a bunch. I'm basically one of them.
Oh,
Nick knows the internet.
Amazing. But anyway.
Well, you know, talk radio, they always had those baldness commercials.
Yeah.
And I never understood them. Exploiting people's insecurity.
They were saying that if you put some type of something on your head, it come back naturally.
Yeah.
And some of those commercials.
Nope.
But now you got to go to...
you need drugs.
What?
You need drugs. Hard drugs.
And does that really make your hair come back?
You can keep what you have. And you can regrow quite a bit. But that's the, but you can't... If you've already lost it, you cannot get it back. But if you can go to Turkey to get someone else's hair transplanted into your head. And that's how they do that.
That's all painful.
If you believe in Jesus, maybe it will come back?
Oh, yeah. I didn't... I leave space for that.
I leave space for that. After I leave Turkey, if it doesn't work, then I call on Jesus. It may be my fault. Where was I? So the hate report is coming up, and then the American Anchor Baby after that, right after the hate report from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. All right? I want to give you the biblical question for this week, and then we'll move on from there. The brand new biblical question. Brand new. And listen up. This is really, truly a doozy. Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Amazing question. Do you have 100% complete control of your life? I don't understand that video. Explain it for me. I'm black and
slow. Let me try and interpret it. Imagine you're contemplating your life, looking out on the horizon, looking for the curve and looking for the problems in your life, and you're wondering, do I have complete control of my life? That's what I'm getting from this. That's what this is saying to me.
I thought he was looking out there to see the illegals coming in on the boats. But no, huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could interpret it like that, but
amazing.
I see the artistic caption.
Oh, okay. Right on. That's deep. One other quick thing. Remember that white lady that was yelling at the little kids in the park, according to a report, because I guess they didn't, that's not the story. I'll get to that in a minute. But what's wrong with the blacks? And not all, but most. According to this report, the blacks went down to Florida to play basketball. Think about that. A basketball team had come down to play basketball. And according to the report, I don't know, I wasn't there, but that's what the report says. The blacks went and stole some merchandise from 7-Eleven. And they say the coach had some type of involvement. A black coach. WTOP is reporting. 5 team basketball players from D.C., from the D.C. area, and their coach was arrested in Florida for conspiring to steal merchandise from a 7-Eleven on Thursday. Fox 5.
New tonight, 5 teen D.C. basketball players and their coach have been arrested in Central Florida after an alleged theft while they were in town for a tournament.
Yeah, well, the sheriff down in Polk County, Florida, obviously wanted to make an example of this case, and he did that by posting about it to more than 1.5 million of his followers on social media, including video of this alleged crime. Here's a look at it now. We have blurred these teens' faces. We are not releasing their names or their mugshots, as the sheriff's office did, because they are minors. But according to the sheriff, they're from D.C. and Maryland, ages 16 and 17 and were caught stealing from a 7-Eleven in Central Florida yesterday just after 4 in the morning. Investigators say the kids are part of a travel basketball team, as you mentioned, were in Florida for a tournament. The teens are accused of stealing food and drinks, less than $40 worth, Doritos, gummies, Starburst, sausage, lemonade, and Slurpees. They fled, though, according to the sheriff, when the clerk confronted them. He said deputies then located 3 of the 5 involved teens and that they'd hidden the stolen food in a backpack in bushes. Their coach, 27-year-old Malik Harvey, is not accused of being involved in that theft, but in a video posted to social media, the sheriff said when deputies made contact with the coach, they asked him if he could identify the remaining 2 suspects in this video, but that he lied about knowing them.
Of course, we had 3 in custody. He denied knowing who the other 2 were. He resisted us when he did not cooperate in the investigation, when he directly lied, when he misled us. Well, of course he knew who they were, but he lied to us.
Amazing. The coach don't know the name of his own team. If this is true, what's wrong with the blacks? Are the blacks cursed or blessed? When I was in high school, we traveled playing ball and running track. I never heard anybody, okay, we're going to go tomorrow morning real early and steal from the store, if this is true. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The Pope County Sheriff alleges Harvey lied about the identities of the 2 suspects, arranging for the team to stay at an Airbnb without adult supervision. And they said this guy worked for a juvenile, Department of Juvenile Services, Juvenile Services, ABC News and Fox 5.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd sharing some stark words for those teens.
This is very simple. I don't know what y'all do in Washington, D.C., but it must be crazy. But you're not going to come from all around the country and steal in this county without going to jail.
Oh, did I tell you that he works for the Department of Juvenile Services? So he works in the criminal justice system, and he lied to us.
Harvey works for the Department of Juvenile Services at the Cheltenham Youth Detention Center, where investigators say he's responsible for helping and empowering youth.
He faces a child neglect charge now, as the sheriff alleges that before that theft, he'd arranged an Uber for the teens to an Airbnb where there was no adult yet present. He also faces charges for resisting without violence, accessory after the fact, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The teen boys were each charged with conspiracy to commit retail theft, tampering with evidence, petty theft, and violation of the county curfew ordinance for juveniles.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? In some reports, they said that they finally caught the other 2 boys. And the reason that they were able to catch them, I don't have that soundbite for you, was because one of the 2 boys that was on the run, according to the report, their mother turned him in. And then she told them the name of the other boy, too. Isn't that amazing? And it's the same type of people that's running your government. You want them to run your government, or you allow them to do it. It's a spiritual battle, and it starts in the home with the mothers first. Mothers, all mothers, until they start to wake up and overcome, they spend their whole life and every effort to recreate the children in their image. They can't help it. Their father is Satan. And they do that to the children. And the father's no better because he hasn't overcome his mother. He can't even stop the mother of his children from destroying them. What a sad way to live, huh? And there are women who are waking up and they'll tell you, yeah, Jesse, this is so true. I didn't realize at the time, they'd say, well, yeah, I destroyed my own children. And that's what's happening to the black children. The black children are being destroyed by their black female mothers. And the fathers, because they're not protecting the children from the mother, they've been destroyed by their mothers. Salvation is about a return to the Father. All who are born of the woman must be born of the Father. Otherwise, you're never going to be free. So Fox 5 is reporting that the investigation was added by another, aided. The investigation was aided by another team coach who is also the mother of one of the players who helped identify the remaining two suspects from Fox 5. The world gone crazy. The government have told these people you can steal up to X amount of merchandise and get away with it. And they're like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to obey the law of my heart. I'm going to go and steal if this is true. Sharon is out of Minnesota. Sharon, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Sharon. Happy White History Month, Sharon.
Thanks.
Amazing.
My question, Jesse, is I have four little boys. I'm a mom. A four-year-old, a three-year-old, a two-year-old, and one-year-old. Listened to you on and off for maybe 7 years. So here's a practical question. I'm wondering if I should make my boys work. For example, okay, put your laundry away. Go shovel the rocks in the garden. Do this, do that. You know, I was wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Do what you want, of course, but absolutely have them until, you know, as they get older and older, have them do little things around the house like that. And then if you teach them to work from day one like that, you would never have to worry about them once they become adults. But if you don't teach them that, you will be stuck with them for life. They would not ever want to leave home. Or if they leave home, they're going to always be begging you for help or finding somebody to help them. But if you teach them how to fish, you would never have to worry about them again.
Okay. That's a great answer, Jesse. And when they're little, you know, they've got their own health to kind of to overcome, right? So they don't want to do the work. And so how would you recommend me as a mom that doesn't want to be controlling and nagging? So there's a work, they need to work. Women are trying not to be controlling of their kids, right? It feels like this big battle sometimes, like, okay, you just have to move, you know, pick 10 weeds. And it's like, no, I don't want to do it. How would you help do that with the right spirit, teach them how to work without being like this big power struggle?
When you say kids have their own hell to overcome, what do you mean?
Well, they don't get their sucker. Like yesterday, my son wanted a sucker and he'd already had a sucker. So I just said, you don't need a sucker. And so then his hell comes out in the back. He's just screaming and fighting and fussing. And I just ignored it. But like, that's an example of a hell he has overcome.
And when you told the father to handle it, did he take care of it for you?
My husband was gone. He works a lot. So I'm just home by myself a lot.
And when he got home, did you tell him what happened so he can deal with the tears for you?
That's a good idea. No, I didn't do that.
No, that was a question.
I didn't do that. No.
Why not?
I guess I figure, like, I want to take the burden during the day so that when he gets home, he doesn't have to deal with it?
Kids do not obey the spirit of the mother, especially after a certain age, 3 years old or so, sometime a little earlier. And that's why you need the father and that spirit of the father, especially if he's overcome his mother. The kids are subject to that. And if they know, first of all, I love the fact that you did not give it because he was screaming and yelling. Don't get mad at him. Don't give it because he, because that's controlling. He would learn how to control you like that. So you did the right thing by that. But you should definitely let the father know and have the father deal with it when he get home.
That's a good point. And I've never heard you say this about they don't obey the spirit of the mother. In the church, right? I grew up in a church. We don't go to church anymore. But what I was taught was like, honor your father and mother. You should teach your kids to honor you. So you say, obey mom. Okay, mommy says, what's a little chore? You know, put some dishes away or take your dishes and put them in the sink. You need to listen to mom. Do you, is that wrong? Do they not listen to me?
When you have love, the kids can't have, they have no other choice but to listen to you. But if you have, if you have anger, you're corrupting their spirit of love, and they're going to disobey you and fight with you because now they have taken on your nature. They're becoming like you.
That is really, you're right on that. So when I'm of love, you're saying that they will perfectly obey me?
Yes, because they will still be, kids are born innocent unless the mother is angry while being pregnant. But if you're of love, the kid's going to pattern after parents in the same way that when we overcome as an adult, we pattern after God.
As an adult, we pattern after God, and our kids, they pattern after us. And if I'm of the spirit of anger, they're just learning from me how to live in hell.
You're passing on that to them because you have no love, and you're corrupting their spirit of love and forgiveness, and then they'll wake up to the darkness, and they become just like you, fussy like you, arguing and carrying on and pouting. And then you say, oh, these kids are so bad, or they won't listen. But you don't pay attention to how you've treated them.
Yes. Okay, you're so right on about that. If I can get my spirit right, and I've learned this over time, they are right. It just works better. Is that what you're saying? Like, it's not focused on the external, okay, you need to do what I tell you to do. I told you to bust your dishes, and you didn't do it. It's more, where's my spirit? If my spirit's right, everything will start to fall into place with them.
100%.
Wow. But, okay, I'm experiencing that, Jesse. But it is heaven. It's like heaven. I'm like, why did I wish I knew years ago. You know, I guess I did, but it's, thank you for
when you forgot about these things when your mother caused you to resent her and she recreated you in her image because that dark spirit in her was jealous of your innocence of love and she did that to you. That's why you're doing it to your children. And it goes on from generation to generation. Have you forgiven your mother?
I have, yeah.
You told her?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What did you say to her?
I said, Mom, you know, I forgive you for, it was 2 years ago, Jesse. It was probably 6 years ago.
Can you hold for me? You.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, Sharon. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we're moving all calls, all right, and super chats. Hake news is coming now, not the fake news, but the hake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.
A whole lot of mess going on in this here world, such as
Well, this is not necessarily mess. They're testing the longest nonstop flight from Sydney, Australia. That's way over on the east coast, kind of southern east coast of Australia. I had to look it up. All the way over to London, England. Wow. 22 hours, roughly. Maybe 20, 21, 22 hours, maybe up to that. 10,500 plus miles on a new Airbus A350-1000ULR, ultra long range Airbus plane. Pretty cool. Good luck. They're testing it today, I heard, if they haven't already. And Seattle, there was a food festival shooting. 3 dead, 4 injured, including a 2-year-old suspect in custody. They're searching for another who was believed to be involved. And there was also an attack, right? A Berlin LGBTIQ pride event thing. And right near it, there was this attack by a car ramming or a vehicle ramming and like a stabbing. One person killed, 29 injured. They had a big manhunt for the suspect. They ended up killing the suspect. What a mess, huh? Serious mess. There's also a crazy bunch of wildfires in Europe. I didn't even know they had wildfires in Europe. But more than usual this summer, France and Spain. Huh, 300,000 displaced. They had a very wet winter, which maybe meant for a lot of growth, and then a hot summer, and maybe that fueled the fires more or something. And there's no rain right now. And the U.S.-Iran strikes, are they paused? I heard that Iran is threatening Kiev, Ukraine, because Ukraine did something to them, to Iran. They're helping us out, right? Kind of nice. In the Caspian Sea. Wow. I think there's 300-something plus casualties, 360 or 340 American casualties of war. But that doesn't mean dead. This is in the Iran war. That doesn't mean dead. That means injured. I think that's 18 have been killed. Americans have been killed. American soldiers. 20 or 21 or so if you count those with accident, who died in accidents or whatever, and a contractor. Crazy, huh? Whew. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Hang tight, callers. Sharon and the rest of the callers. Jesse Lee will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. Many super chats have come in. Friday, we missed a couple, maybe. Didn't quite get to them. Sunday, church with Jesse Lee Peterson at Bond on the Bond YouTube channel and elsewhere. And this morning, we see them, we appreciate them. So, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that the world's soon-to-be longest nonstop commercial flight put to the test Monday, that's today, a new Airbus plane developed to fly an upcoming record-breaking route from Sydney, Australia to London, UK, stretching up to 22 hours and more than 10,000 miles. I think it's 10,500-something. Interesting. Ultra-long-range plane. And they're diminishing the number of passengers aboard from 300-something, like mid-300s, to like 200-something. And they have an area for their well-being of the passengers and their mental well-being, because that's a long time on a plane, almost a full day and night. Crazy. And a Seattle shooting, 3 people were killed and at least 4 others, including a 2-year-old child injured Sunday evening in a shooting at a Seattle food festival, authorities said. The shooting occurred after 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center, hosting the annual Bite of Seattle, with thousands in attendance. Seattle Police Assistant Chief Tyrone Davis said one suspect is in custody. Authorities are searching for one person also believed to be involved. Firefighters are continuing to battle the blazes in France and Spain. Temperatures expected to rise. No rain forecast in the hard-hit fire zones. More than 300,000 displaced due to these wildfires. Europe is experiencing more wildfires than usual this summer. An abnormally wet winter followed by a hot summer could have fueled these flames. So says Commie Nonsense Network. But I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, and a brand new biblical question for those men and women who want to overcome. Really. It's not for those who love their hell, they love their fears, they love their misery, they love attacking and getting a thrill themselves and others. It's not for you. It's for those men and women who want to be free and to be of love. Brand new biblical question. Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Amazing, huh? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast and still listen as it is happening. Whether you're just working out, walking, running, or making breakfast, or you just like getting up in the morning, and because it's already Tuesday morning in your country, we are heard around the world. You can still be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, because we love the ladies, it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
All my life, I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Everybody gets a car! Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
Oh, girls just wanna
have fun.
What a mess. Earth is not heaven. And man or woman is not God. Isn't that amazing? I want to go quickly back to Sharon. I had to put on hold there. We ran out of time there in the last hour, the first hour there. Let me go to Sharon. Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead. We were talking about, I forgot. I think you have to be of love so you can discipline your children in the right way.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yep.
And you, then I think I was asking you about you went and forgave your mother.
That's right.
And what did you say to her when you went to her?
Excuse me, Jesse, one second.
Amazing.
Hi.
Hello? Who is this?
Do you want to, I can't put you on speakerphone. He doesn't know how to hold the phone. That's my little son. They listen to you sometimes with me.
How old are they?
And he is, this is Charles, and he is, just wait a little bit, okay?
Oh, amazing.
He's 4 years old. And they love saying, what the?
What the?
They love it. George, you want to try saying, what the?
What the?
What the?
Yeah, I did. I did.
So what did you say to your mother when you went to her?
I said, Mom, I forgive you for, I forgive you. You know, I resented you. I forgive you for controlling me and screwing me up, something like that.
And what was her response?
She was a little offended. Yeah, she tried to excuse her behavior, like, it's because where I, what did she say? It was like, you know, she did admit it. She did admit. She's like, you know, I was kind of messed up. My parents got divorced.
And then
and
you,
so
and I might have to let you run because I see the kids are busy there. But let me ask, did you forgive your father as well?
I have, yep.
Oh, good. And do you obey your husband?
Yes.
Do you
obey
your husband?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
All right. And you're doing the silent prayer?
I am, yeah.
Every morning, every night?
Nope, not every morning and every night. I'm sure I miss it once in a while.
So you're not doing it?
I'm not doing it every morning and every night, but I mean, I do it pretty regularly.
Did God say pray without ceasing?
You just wait for months.
Or did he say do it regularly? Every other
time? He said every moment,
yeah.
Right? It's like every moment of your entire day. And I remember you saying you get at work, you know, you get stressed out, you go to your bathroom, you get right back in the present. Well, I don't have work. I mean, this is my work being a mom, but I got to do that.
Well, often. Even if you can't go in the bathroom or somewhere, just realize you caught up in your thought. The kids are making all this noise. They have all this energy. And now you're stressed out. And realize you're only stressed because you're in a thought. And just bring your thought back by becoming aware of where you are and what you're doing. You'll be fine. All right.
That's really good. Thanks, Jesse. We'll give you a call later, maybe down the road, and see if these boys, they'll be listening to you maybe if you're still going. And we're thankful for the work you do, okay?
Right on.
You're the best. Thanks.
You're welcome. And make sure you have your husband at least talk to the boys when you get home.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Do you have, don't cut the couch with scissors.
All right, sure. I wish you well.
Thanks.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Denmark and talk to Oliver. Oliver, you are on the air.
Happy White History, Jesse.
Happy White History, Oliver. Amazing, huh?
It certainly is, man. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Since it's a female Monday, you talk a lot about this forgiveness, you know?
Yes.
And my question is, you know, you talk a lot about it as being like a static event, where in my experience, it's like you choose to forgive something, but then down the line, the emotions come up again. So what do you advise people normally? Is it just like your thing of doing the silent prayer and then just don't negotiate with the emotions and just...
Yes. When the thoughts come up again, they're tempting you, right? Just be aware of them, but don't cooperate at all with them. Just be aware. Don't call them you. Don't go with anything and let them pass. And eventually, you're going to completely overcome emotion. They will all be taken away from you because emotions are dark and evil, the so-called good one and the bad one. And the light will take them away from you if you allow that to happen.
But do you truly believe that this event of overcoming your emotions is actually possible? Because we are human beings, you know, we have emotions. So I think it's possible to a certain extent, but it's not really realistic. I mean, sometimes you're going to feel something and other times not, but you know, I don't think it's possible to overcome it completely. You know, you just,
and
it's an everyday,
and why not?
It's an everyday spiritual battle, as you say.
But why do you think you can completely overcome evil? Because emotions are evil.
Because we are by nature human, and emotions are part of, you know, our biology, you know, so.
Are you saying that you are your emotions?
No, no, I'm saying it's a part of the biology of being human. I know, I mean, we have, the human brain has evolved to have three different types of brains, you know, the emotional brain, the reptile brain, and the neocortex.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You know what you're talking
about? What the?
Say that last part again.
He said he got reptile brains and he got three brains.
No, it's just basic neuroscience, and it means that we have the reptile brain, which is the primitive brain, you know, and then we have the larger brain, which is the emotional brain, and the neocortex, which is the exponentially evolved brain that make us human beings now.
They say at an earlier time in human history, when things were much more violent, when things were much more about survival, all organisms developed a behavior that's ingrained in people today, is this sort of thinking he's bringing up, and that you can't overcome it. It's in your biology. It's your reptile brain.
That doesn't even make sense. You are... your brains, your emotions does not come from your brains. Your brain is a physical thing that causes your body to function. It tells the body, the hands to move, with the help of God. But it learned how to read and write. But it does. Your brains are not emotional. Your emotions come from the deception of your imagination.
Well, as like by. That's not really true by the science, you know. Your emotion does come from having activation in certain centers of your brain.
No.
But it's true that your emotion can also go to your body, as seen when, for example, when people get an organ transplant, they find that emotions from the person they've transplanted the organ from, they actually start to get feelings from that person. So it's both... ingrained in your body as well as your brain. That makes sense.
What caused that activation in your brain? What causes that?
Well, then we have to go into the discussion of actual consciousness.
No, what causes the brain to become emotional?
Well, that's a complex question.
Why are they complicated?
Well, I mean, we can go back to what you speak about, you know, forgiving your parents and forgiving your bad upbringing and all that.
Can you have emotions without a thought or thoughts?
Well, if the thoughts didn't occur in the first place, because you can choose a state where you. A meditative state where you don't have any emotions.
My question is, can you have emotions without thoughts?
No, but it's it's not possible to function as a human being without having any thoughts.
Why are you saying that?
I mean, I see your spiritual point of it, but it's not really in a practical sense. It doesn't make sense.
When you have practical thoughts about what you want for dinner or... driving your car or what time to go to bed, but you don't live by those things. You do those things, and once they're done, you no longer need that. But the things that bring a problem for you, you're living by those thoughts of emotions about your ups and your downs and your past and your present and your future and all that kind of stuff, and your judgment and your fears and all that, your tears and things like that, those are, you cannot have those without thoughts. Have you noticed that?
Well, I would disagree. I mean, it's...
How do you have an emotion without a thought? Give me an example of how you get a...
I mean, in psychology, we talk a lot about this thing called, you know, emotional triggers. Let's say, for example, you go home to Alabama.
Sweet home, and Alabama!
and you see the place you grew up. That's going to trigger something in you. You're going to remember something about where you grew up.
It triggers a thought.
I mean, and that's... Exactly. So,
And then from that thought, I would get a sad or a glad emotion.
Exactly.
But can I get the emotion without the thoughts?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's not really a conscious choice, you know.
That's not the question, though. Can I get the emotion without the thoughts?
Well, most psychologists believe that 90% of what we think is subconscious, you know.
Oliver,
so
can you get thoughts without emotions? I mean, can you get emotion without thoughts?
I mean, it's not I know you love the yes or no answers, but it's, you cannot really answer it in a yes or no. It's too complex of a question.
What is complex about that? Either you get emotion without thoughts or you do. Why is that complicated? Yes or no?
Well,
can you get emotions without thoughts?
I would say yes.
How?
I would say yes.
How?
Because you can have... environmental triggers, or just
how can
your
you
brain
get
fires all.
How can you get emotion without a thought? How?
Well, because our brain functions with what we call neurons, and our neurons have all kind of firing at all times of the day. Whether you have a smell, or you have a taste, or you see something, or you, so it's not really a conscious thought. It's just something that your brain does.
Can you have
basic biology?
When you have a hunger pain, do you get the thought first or you get the pain?
Well, that's also a biological mechanism.
No, that's not the question. That's... Do you get the thought first or do you get the pain first?
I would say that it's... first, the biology happens, and then you get the conscious thought afterwards.
What does that mean, the biology happens? What does that mean?
Well, first, your body inside your body starts the mechanism that activates the hunger, and then you get the conscious thought.
Can you get the pain before the thought?
No.
I rest my case. What a mess, Oliver.
Well, we can agree to disagree.
Okay. Well, I'm not agreeing to disagree. I'm saying you're wrong and that you cannot have...
I have another question, Jesse.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
I'm telling you, when the thoughts disappear, the pain disappears. If the thoughts never come back, the pain never comes back. Whether it's a love pain or a hate pain or disappointing pain or judgmental pain or whatever you want to call it, when the thoughts...
I see your point, but I think it's just a better strategy to be aware that the thoughts are going to come up, and when you're aware that they're going to come up again, then you know, okay, I'm having this thought again, and I'm aware I'm having this thought, but I'm choosing to overcome it, and I'm choosing to forgive. I think that's a better strategy because you get mad at yourself
you
if you
choose
think
to do that. You either live that or you're not. You're never going to be able to choose to be mad or not. You have to know that you got to forgive, so the power that causes you to overcome anger will work on your behalf, which is from God. And if that's not working for you, you're going to get mad. Even if you don't express it inwardly, you're going to be ticked, like the Pope.
And that's the problem I think a lot of people will run into, is they think that this forgiveness is this static event, and then they get resentment again, and then they get mad at themselves because they're like, I thought I forgave, but now I'm having these thoughts again. You know?
Then they have not forgiven because they're still living in thoughts, and they are believing the thoughts. Forgiveness separates you from the thoughts so that you can see that you're not the thoughts and that you don't create the thoughts and that the thoughts are not from God and that the thoughts are an illusion. Forgiveness calls you to see all those things and makes you free. Oliver, I got to run because of time. What an interesting conversation. Have you forgiven your mother?
Well, yeah. I try to consciously do it, you know.
Have you forgiven your mother?
But one last question, Jesse.
Have you forgiven your mother?
You know the slut walk you did? Yes, sir, I have.
You told her?
No, she's dead now.
Oh, okay. How about your father?
She did it.
She did. How about your father?
Well, yeah, I've forgiven him too.
You told him?
Sure, man. No, he's also dead. So
he did. Amazing.
I was wondering, Jesse, would you ever consider going to Alabama and doing like a documentary where you interview people like you did with the slut walk and all that? I think that would be so funny, man.
That's a good idea. I'll smoke on that. That's a good
idea. Jesse, I appreciate you, man.
All right, buddy. You stay with it, though. You stay with it, stay with it, all right?
I will. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Thank you, Oliver. Amazing. Let me go to Bill out of Oklahoma. Bill, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Amazing.
Amazing. Me and my dogs, Charlie Kirk and Jesse Lee, are sitting here in Oklahoma watching you right now.
Amazing. Bow, wow, 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 wow.
Yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
That's right.
Man, you're the best, Jesse. Yeah, I like that biblical question.
Do you have 100% complete control of your life?
I have zero control of my life. God has 100% control, and it's a great way to live.
Amazing. Well, I want to respond, but I got to wait. I do appreciate it, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Right on, Jesse. I love you, man. Shout out to Derek and Paige and the Anchor Baby and some friends of mine, Caleb and JT in Oklahoma.
Amazing.
And you know my dog, Jesse Lee, she black.
She black.
And Charlie Kirk, he white.
Shout out to Jesse and Charlie.
And yeah, I called last time I called you, I told you I was in Colorado with my dad. And I went down there and visited him and forgave him. And I told you he's a hard nut to crack. And you said, don't be cracking your dad's nut. And but anyways, I wonder if he's listening. But I love you, Jesse. I'll let you go. I just wanted to answer that biblical question.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time call out of Arizona. Kristen, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Greetings from Phoenix.
Amazing. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jesse, I wanted to ask if you had noticed recently we had a shooting in Tucson where 9 people were shot in the downtown area, and it's been a couple weeks and they won't show the picture of the suspect, and his name is Leroy French, and I just was wondering, do you think that they hide the pictures if it's a black suspect compared to say if it was a white suspect? They
100%
have a picture, because I noticed that in Seattle I saw a video too where 3 people were just shot. I think it was this weekend, and same thing, they don't show any picture of it. And I was wondering why do you think they do that, Jesse?
Well, because they want to control the blacks, and they don't want you to know that. Not all, of course, But most blacks are out of control. And so if they start showing you these mug shots, then America may wake up and realize what's going on and start to do something about it to make it right. And they don't want you to do it. If it were white, they show the white person right away, and they call it white supremacy. They call it MAGA. They call it everything. But if it's black, they don't want you to know because they want to control the blacks in order to use them for personal gain. And so Haight is telling me about that story right now.
Yeah, 21-year-old David Leroy French is the named suspect, according to Google AI. July 19th, downtown Tucson mass shooting around 2 a.m. After an argument, 9 injured, suspect tried to flee and ignored commands of patrolling officers. An officer shot and wounded him. And he has 9 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And
is he black?
Let me ask the AI.
Oh, you don't even see a picture there?
Right. They don't show pictures.
Oh. AI
very
doesn't
rarely
show pictures?
They have not publicly disclosed or specified his race or ethnicity. Official booking photographs and mugshots have also not been released because he remains hospitalized under police supervision, they say.
Well,
I don't know why that's a reason.
Well, Kristen, he may not be black, but he's definitely not white. He may be a Mexican or some other type of nationality, but he's definitely not white.
Maybe since he's hospitalized, maybe he hasn't been able to pose for a mugshot.
Oh, that's true.
But somebody may have a picture of him during the shooting or something. But one thing for sure, he's not white.
Yeah. I don't know. I disclaim these comments.
I don't believe he's white. I don't know for sure. But
it sounds kind of black, but I just don't know.
But most of the time, they don't show the people of color, but they show the white person right away most of the time.
Well, that's just like in Mississippi with those poor kids that they're trying to blame for the death of that Nolan Wells kid. They plastered their pictures all over the place. The worst thing I think right now for a white kid to do is don't take pictures with your black friend because they're going to use it against you if something happens.
What a mess. Kristen, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. Longtime fan. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Let me, super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Base Nation, just in case I missed this one, very generous, said no message on the Rumble rant. On Friday.
Thank you, Bay's Nation, right?
Yep.
I appreciate it.
And Neo gifted the shades over on the Fallen State live stream on pilled.net.
Amazing.
With a big grin, and she said, Happy Friday, ML. Hearts.
Thank you.
Thank you,
amazing.
Neo. Aries gifted 444 gold pills. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Amp hands 5 subscriptions to Jesse Lee Peterson yesterday during church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.
I appreciate that. Fellowship was amazing. Check out rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. Thank you.
Bree K, 5 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Jamie, Jesse, have a good weekend, and the same with the rest of the Bond crew. Done.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hello, Jesse. I've been watching your show a while now. Your advice really helped me get through some rough times in my life. Can't help but notice Satan inside myself and others. So my question is, why is Satan so evil?
Because he hate God. He hate good. Amazing.
Jamie, more.
You want to be God.
We'll have to read Jamie's and the rest of all of y'all's Super Chats later, y'all.
Thank you. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in,
I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one and my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Jamming up in here. It's Monday morning and the jam is on. That was a nice little song, the Anchor Baby. Amazing. Announcement. Check out our merch, folks. Amazing merch. Summer merch. Winter. Fall. Winter. Spring merch. We are celebrating 250 years of America, so we're like really involved in that, to the point that they have put my face on a silver coin, and you can invest in it. Everybody who any common sense knows silver is a good, amazing investment, silver and gold. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. 800-411-2663. Amazing. And here's what it looked like in person. Isn't that beautiful? I can hear Mama and Dad up there in heaven right now. Lord, punch it. You on silver coin? You on money? What the? Who would have thought? And you're not even the president. You're from Sweet Home, Alabama. From the cotton field to the silver coin. Somebody put their fingerprint around this thing. What the? You see it?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. From the cotton field to silver coin. Who would have thought, huh? Amazing. And we only we do have a few left. And so every dime that we get from them go right back into doing the work here. Thank you all. So your investment is helping you and helping us to help others. And then we have the punchy coffee. Oh, Lord. At the fellowship yesterday, some people tell me about the coffee, how good it is. Punchy's coffee. Sweet Home, Alabama. Not that the coffee came from there, but I did. And then we have, we have the merch, the White History Month merch. Isn't that amazing? And it's still time to get your merch. It's still time to get your merch. The hat, you see hate with that hat, right? And that is white, a white hat. with the July just feels white sign on the front, flag on the side. The other side is White History Month. And on the back is Punchy. No, it's JLP. JLP. Can't you see yourself styling in that? And then the T-shirts and the mugs and the everything. Amazing, huh? Red hats, blue, and white. And then you scroll on down. Lord, have mercy. JLP merch. Bond merch. Hats. When she cries, she lies. Anyone with anger is evil. And everything. Can you read some of them off me? I can't see them from here.
You're a beta male. That one's a good one.
Beta.
You are a beta.
Beta male.
And he's being dragged out of the room.
I want to be a beta.
Just he's being dragged out. Like, it's a good one.
And what else?
Anyone with anger is a murderer. Updated to include all people. Anyone with anger.
And we have one that said, your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. And the mama made the children think the father left them. He left your mama. All kind of stuff. Anyway, go to JLP Talk, or JesseLeePeterson.shop. And every dime we get goes back into helping the work. It goes right back into the organization, all right? JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go back. I want to finish up on some of those super chats, Hake, and then we'll get back to the callers and other things. Super.
Jamie says, more blessings because I'm generous. 4 coffees.
Thank you, Jamie. Amazing.
Jamie. Jesse, did you see when Trump pulled out that Trump 2028 cap and put it on his head at the correspondence dinner, White House correspondence dinner, saying he will win 4 terms as president? Amazing, wasn't it?
I didn't see it.
I haven't seen it yet either. Fingers crossed emoji, white hand.
Amazing. I bet you if he did that, the media, the liberal media and the people have been traumatized by the president. They had a hissy fit.
Oh, yeah.
He think he a king. He want to keep it, stay there. Amazing. He knows how to upset these folks, that's for sure. Thank you, though. I have not seen it.
Thank you for the tip.
Yeah.
There, Jamie. On Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App, Curly had said, those children of mama are black bootlickers. I forget which children.
Right.
But we might have read this one on Friday, but I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you, Curly. Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ryan D., Jesse's speech is inflallable, James. Inflallable. Inflallable.
The word is inflallable. They say that's what the religious people say about the Bible. The Bible is inflallable.
And I try to correct you saying infallible.
Infallible.
Like Alabama.
Did I say it right? Infallible.
That's correct. Twice. You've said it right twice.
Right on. See?
Just today. Nice. Thank you.
Infallible.
But Ryan says that your speech is infallible.
Thank you.
It cannot be corrected.
That's right.
It's perfect.
Amazing.
Cornerstone.
We had one call that said they only like the fact you try to correct my speech.
I know. That was a brutal call.
Thanks for the support. White people always trying to tell the blacks how to speak.
Terrible.
What's wrong with the whites?
Cornerstone says, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eli9A, what people need to realize is that nothing can affect them, and the reason people think something affected them is because they believed the lie.
Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. I really don't think it's good enough. No.
But strong enough.
I mean, I don't think it's strong enough. No.
I'm not going to correct him. I'm not going to correct him. I don't. I'm not going to correct
him. You said strong enough.
I really don't think you're strong enough. No.
Oh. I thought you weren't going to correct me.
I lied. if my mouth is moving, I'm lying. Joseph B. says, shout out, JLP. Shout out today, JLP. This was yesterday. He the goat, greatest of all time, of showing folks the mirror of the self within.
It's so amazing, folks. I really cannot express to you enough. I can hardly find the words to express to you what's really going on inside of you. Really, it's mind-blowing. To know thyself, maybe, and I could be wrong about this, is the most powerful statement that somebody made, and it's true. Know thyself, and you're going to find out that all of your so-called issues or whatever it is going on are within you and nowhere else but inside of you. That no one on the outside of you is to blame. It's all happening in you and nobody else. Like I said to the daughter and the mother yesterday in the fellowship, to the mother, your daughter is not making you feel that way. You feel that way. She said her daughter bring the hell out of her, and she bring the hell out of her daughter. But you can't blame if the hell wasn't in you. No one can bring it out. How can someone bring something out of you that's not in you? Think about that. You overcome it. It's done. Really, I really want to encourage you, if you want, because I know most people love their misery, they love their life, their hell life. But for those who want to overcome, live, be aware, and live from within. It's amazing. Thank you. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Eli 9A says, don't misunderstand Jesse. When Jesse, says you want hell, it means to welcome the realization of the hell and you face it and overcome. When he says you want hell.
They do.
Yeah. No. When the lady didn't want to watch the clip of herself and see the YouTube comments and all that stuff. And she's like, I already went through hell. And you're like, you want more hell. You want more hell.
The greater the hell that you face, the earlier you will get through to heaven. And so the yesterday point is, don't let the devil talk you out of not watching the hell inside of you. And you'll get over it. The devil doesn't want you to see it. And it's he who say, oh, no, I've already done that, been there, done that. And this young lady is truly working on herself. I see her over the, I guess, year or so, maybe two, maybe longer. I don't know how long she's been coming. But I see a major change. I hardly recognize her as she was before. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Another from Eli 9A, don't try to will yourself out of it because that is the same thing as fighting and believing that image Satan convinced you that you are. Defending yourself is defending Satan. That self you think is you is the spirit of Satan.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eli 9A with yet another. See the love and the overcoming. It's painful to admit all those weaknesses and thoughts you believe is true, but the world is based on a lie because it's not of God. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
Oh, amazing. Baba Thumpin' Thursday.
How 6 Mill says, thank you for everything, Jesse. You truly opened my eyes to the fight between good and evil and made me realize my own hypocrisy.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It's amazing that the fight is within self and nowhere else, huh?
Yep.
It's nowhere else but inside of us. It's not happening outside at all.
Indeed.
Amazing.
How 6 Mill.
Thank you.
All thoughts are lies all of the time.
All thoughts are all lies all the time. Thank you.
Gregatron. Waiting on Elon, and he's waiting on you. American flag. Red, white, and blue hearts. Thumbs up.
Elon is not coming. Thank you.
Madi. Happy Sunday, everyone, and JLP crew. Love you all. Heart, praying hands.
Right on. Thank you, and thanks for the support.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse, and the team for the best fellowship this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you. You're welcome. And the fellowship truly come from God. It really, I'm just standing there, sitting there putting the words out there, but they're not my words, and they are truly coming from God. I am always blessed by the fellowships. Thank you.
Eli 9a, this is a perfect opportunity to see the evil within, judging this woman and over these women and overcoming it. It is wrong for anyone to think they are better, because believing that judgment is believing Satan within.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. How 6 mil folks want to look everywhere except for within.
It's crazy how that is, too. And it's so quick. Most people are so quick to blame the outer source for what you're feeling inside yourself. That doesn't even make sense, but they do it. Amazing. Thank you.
How 6 mil. Life is meant to have hardship. How will you ever be grateful for the things you have if you never have been through not having them?
So he thinks you're supposed to have life hardships?
Yeah, he says meant to have hardships.
No, you're not meant to have hardships. What the? No, not at all. You're not meant to have. Life is not supposed to be hard. You have a hard life.
Yeah.
Is life hard?
Hit and miss a little. Yes, definitely.
In what way?
Well, this sofa is uncomfortable.
We're not talking about the physical body on a couch.
Okay.
We said life.
Well, it's getting in my head.
Amazing. Life is not hard. It's the thoughts that are difficult that you believe. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron.
And emotions.
Lord equals Floyd, infallible, inflatable, indignation, indigenous. Jesse, I'm going to make a dictionary for you. Shout out Chris in chat, thumbs up, American flag, handshaking.
I appreciate that. Thank you. If ever I needed one, I need it now. Amazing.
The Joshua James, all caps, everything in the King James Bible is true.
Like what?
In the beginning.
That was the word. And the word of God. God with the word.
Thanks as always, Joshua James.
Whereas the real in the beginning, there was the law. And the law was God. And the law with God. And God was the law. And the law was made flesh. That's why God said, Christ said, keep my law. Amazing, huh? Thank you.
How 6 mil, Jesse, bring back the fro one time for us.
Okay. I don't know if it's a growback.
I can see it there.
The fro?
Yep.
Nice.
See the roots.
All right.
Identity Christ is Jesse. And hey, I would like your thoughts on this, if this is a true statement. I have never met a quote-unquote white person in my life. I have never met a black person in my entire life. I have ever seen many different shades of peach and brown skins. Calling people white and black is the devil's language, just like racism. So why do children of God continue to use these terms to identify skin color descriptions when it's just not true? Even little children have better sense until they're taught this mess. Love you guys. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you, but I don't understand the question. And maybe because I'm black and slow.
Nice.
Do you understand? It's.
I feel like it's true, but it's nitpicking.
What's the question again?
This person has never seen a full-blown white.
He have not seen
you. Nor
a
black.
He can't see you.
Obviously, he can't see me.
You can't see me? Full-blown black. If you turn these lights out, you won't see me.
Nice.
Is he saying, I don't quite understand the question, really.
He's saying we shouldn't be calling people by their race name, maybe.
But that's a way we live in a social society, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have physical bodies. That's how we communicate.
Right.
And she said, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just call them by their name.
Right.
But we don't know everybody's name.
Well, he didn't say name. I just said right just because, I don't know. You're trying to have a conversation with a super chat. A super chat can't talk back.
Make it clear. I don't quite understand what you're saying. You may be onto something. I'm not saying you're not. Either by calling me at 888-77-JESSE or making it clear on your super chat. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Brie K, no message.
Thank you, Brie K.
Isaiah, the Uber driver, very generous. Good morning. I'm extremely grateful for God and Bond. Thank y'all.
Stay with it. Stay with it. And stay with it. Thank you for your support.
Jamie, today is National Chicken Finger Day. Jesse, head over to Raising Cane's. No endorsement implied.
Well, I don't even know what that is. But thank you. I got to
We'll read
stop
the rest
there.
Later, y'all.
Thank you all so much. I will get you some calls. The time is going by like nothing. Going north. Let me go to Florida and talk to. Is this a male or female? Oh, it says male. Let me go and talk to Keisha out of Florida. Keisha, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Happy White History Month.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Thank you.
I'm glad I was able to exercise my female privilege to come to the front of the line today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, and I was telling Derek I wanted to call in and shed some light on this biblical question about, you know, is your life hard?
Is your life hard?
My life is not hard. Not at all.
And why not?
Why not? Because I've sown good seed in my life and throughout my journey.
Meaning what? For those who don't know what that means, what do you mean by that?
Meaning whatever you come into agreement with will be the fruit that you bear in life. So like the young man, you showed a video the other day of some young man, he was on a bike and he was stopped by officers, I guess, because he was, it was reported that he was breaking into cars and stealing people's property. And so this young man was sowing seeds of his father, Satan. He was stealing. So it should be no surprise that the fruit of his actions, the same way he stole, is the same way that officer prematurely stole his life. So anything you come into agreement with is going to bear that fruit. Whatever you come into agreement with is going to bear the same fruit in your life. That young man, because he came into agreement and with the enemy and he was stealing was his portion. His life was stole from him prematurely.
Keisha, hold on for a minute. Let me take a break. I want to kind of understand some of what you're saying, all right?
Yeah, sure. I'll hold.
888-775-3773. The hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Female Monday. We take all calls, but females are in the front of the line on Monday. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Hey, you heard about that Berlin LGBTIQ pride thing There was a ramming and stabbing attack. One killed, 29 injured. Suspects had a manhunt also killed. There are, meanwhile, in America, double executions scheduled for tomorrow in Florida for people, two men, I guess, I'm assuming they're men, on death row. Congratulations, Florida, I guess, presuming that those men are deserving of that capital punishment. And minivans are back with the millennial parents doing upgrades, turning them into like living room type style status. Gray divorces, they're calling them, are on the rise, according to CNN, Comedy Nonsense Network. In Asia, wives leaving their husbands in their 50s and 60s and stuff like, there is freedom. Very disloyal. And a Slovenian cyclist won the Tour de France, and he tied the record, I guess. Tadej Pogačar. Pardon me if I'm butchering his name. Congratulations, Mr. 27-year-old Tour de France winner. Very cool. The U.S.-Russia space crew touched down or landed down in the steppes of Kazakhstan on Sunday after an 8-month stint in on the International Space Station, right on America and Russia. Pretty cool. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is still Female Monday. Hang tight, callers, Keisha and others. There is one line open. You can call in right now, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. That is 888-775-3773 to get on hold, to get on air in the third hour with Jesse Lee. All right? We'll get to more of your super chats is the plan, all right, and more great stories as well. But it is hate news, not fake news. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report. I'm live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific, 11 to 1 Central, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time on The Hake Report right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. Make sure you're following American Anchor Baby there. Very fun. Iranian officials ramped up threats toward Kiev. Kiev, after Ukraine attacked an Iranian vessel in the Caspian Sea. Kind of cool name. I like that name. Killing one and injuring three. President Donald J. Trump is giving talks with Iran some space, quote unquote. During an apparent pause in strikes, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said. The Pentagon quietly updated its war casualty database to 624 on Saturday, recording an additional 140 wounded. Casualties doesn't just mean killed. Casualty also means wounded, all right? An additional 18 troops have been killed. 18 killed. The suspect in what German authorities describe as an Islamist terror attack at Berlin's so-called Pride celebrations was shot dead by police after a major manhunt Sunday. At least one killed, 29 others injured, in Saturday's vehicle ramming and stabbing attack. Terrible. In Tiergarten Park. And pardon me if I'm butchering the name, Germans. That was near the crowded LGBTQ plus event. Terrible, huh? Anyway, there is a rare double executions. Two Florida death row inmates scheduled to be executed hours apart on Tuesday, both by lethal injection. All right. Woo. It will mark the first time in more than six decades the state puts to death multiple people within a single day. Schedule becomes as Florida has accelerated their pace of executions, even as other states have abolished or paused the practice. What a mess, huh? Crazy. Greece's iconic Mount Olympus is among new sites added to UNESCO's World Heritage List. Congratulations, Mount Olympus, Greece. Police arrested one suspect and were looking for another after the gunfire at the crowded food festival in beneath Seattle's Space Needle. Three people dead. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour three.
Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week. Brand new, amazing question again. Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, but you still like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. Podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Well, no, JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday. And every Monday is, and we take all calls, but it's Female Monday. All my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's for sure. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. On Sunday, I asked the question during the fellowship, is your life hard? I hear it a lot. Life is so hard. Life is so difficult. And I wanted to know, is your life hard? Is it difficult? And Keisha from Florida is responding to that. And Keisha, you mentioned this story out of Wisconsin, and we dealt with this last week, I believe, NBC News. A police officer fatally shot a man who was alleged to have pulled out a knife during a struggle as officers were looking into a report of someone checking vehicle doors. This on Wednesday afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin. But the question, Keisha, is your life hard? Keisha? Oh, she gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on pause. No, don't hang up on me, Jesse. I'm here.
Is your life difficult?
No, sir, it's not.
And why don't you have a hard life?
Because my father's made it easy for me.
Who?
My father.
Oh, so your parents made life easy for you?
No, my Heavenly Father.
And what do you mean?
He's made provision. There's provision set up for his children.
How did he make it?
So
give us an
my
example.
My life is not hard.
Give us an example what you mean by he made it easy for you.
Because I just expect for my daily bread, and that's what he gives me.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning that all of my natural needs he meets.
Explain that.
He provides me housing. He provides my daily food. He provides me good health. He provides me wisdom and understanding. He provides me a grateful heart. He provides me patience and self-control. He provides me all.
Do you have perfect love?
His love is perfect.
No, do you have perfect love?
When he uses me to use it in the world, yes, I do.
Do you have perfect love?
Yes.
And so you never get angry?
No.
So you never get angry?
No, sir.
How will you, for those people who life is hard for them, they said life is hard, it's difficult. How were you able to overcome anger?
By being aware of what spirit you're coming into agreement with. Because whatever you walk with is going to be what you experience in your life.
But how were you able to overcome anger?
Well, I believe, like you said, it does start with forgiveness. But even when I forgave as a young girl, I still had anger because I was still coming into agreement with different spirits that then had the authority to act out its nature in my life. So once I started seeing these patterns in my life, they became as like familiar spirits, and they were familiar because I was previously operating in them. And when you join hands with a spirit, now it has the spiritual legal authority to enact its nature in your life in different ways.
And so how were you able to overcome anger?
Through the Holy Spirit, Jesse, I can't explain how I was able to. It just, through the Holy Spirit, just daily, like as you say, that really helped me. One thing you say about staying in the present.
Did you forgive your mother?
I'm not looking for it. Yes, I have.
You told her?
Yes.
What'd you say to her?
I was a teenager, actually, when I forgave her because I lived with my mother, and she was a single mother, and she did just as you said. She left my father. He had several women, and so I left my mom when I was a teenager, and I went to go live with my father.
Right
so
on.
I forgave her at a very young age, and I knew she loved me because she let me go with my father.
Did you tell her, did you go to her and forgive her?
Yes. Yes, yes, Jesse.
What did you
at a very young age.
What did you say to her?
I told her that I resented her, that I didn't trust her, that I felt like she never protected me, and that I wanted to be in an environment that was structured and disciplined and where I felt protected. And she understood that, and she let me go live with my father.
Right on.
And
amazing.
It was the best thing that happened. Yeah.
And so are you doing the silent prayer now?
I don't do it ritualistically, like you recommend, because your life really is a silent prayer. You led and guided by the Holy Spirit.
Why you don't do it every day?
I didn't say I didn't do it every day. I said I'll do it ritualistically, like every morning, every night, every morning, every night, like on a time schedule. I don't do anything ritualistically anymore. I don't celebrate holidays. I don't celebrate birthdays. I don't celebrate anything that routinely puts you in the practice of celebrating yourself.
So you don't do the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I do the silent prayer all throughout the day, Jesse.
For those that don't understand, what do you mean by that for them?
Well, I live alone, so I'm mostly isolated by myself. I work from home, and so most of my day is spent in silence with the Father, unless and I choose to entertain something else like the Jesse Lee Peterson show, best show on this side of heaven. But otherwise, my daily life is just centered on being available to be used by the Father.
And so are you
when he instructs me to.
Are you aware of those thoughts all day long?
I don't have many thoughts.
Are you aware of whatever you're having all day long?
I'm aware of what I'm doing in the present. All day long.
And how about the thoughts? Are you aware of the thoughts all day long?
Yes.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate it, Keisha. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Absolutely, Jesse. And do you mind if I... Can I chew down this cabbage a little more if you get this here for a little more time?
What do you mean by that?
I wanted to make one more note. Can I give you one more example?
Yes.
Okay. So in relation to the first example, I'm going to give you another example of this sowing and reaping. Those who in life, just think of your own life, and I speak this to the audience. Even those who have, let's see, brokered, let's say someone who brokers illegal drugs to other people. Now you've come into agreement with the spirit of bondage because that's what you're brokering. So now bondage is going to have its portion in your life, whether that look like incarceration, financial bondage, spiritual bondage, sexual bondage. Bondage is going to be your portion because that's what you sold.
But Keisha, you're speaking like a Christian person, and it's not clear.
Okay, how can I make it simple?
Yeah.
We all know about farming, right? We know that if you sow a seed that is an apple, it's going to produce an apple tree, right?
Absolutely.
So the warning is this. When you're present, you're always conscious of the spirits that you can possibly come into agreement with. And they do come through your thoughts, as you said. If, like Amos says, how can two walk together unless they agree? If you choose to walk with that spirit is going to have its portion in your life. So if the question when you ask, is your life hard? If your life is hard, it's because you have sown those seeds throughout your life, maybe unintentionally, maybe unconsciously. But that seed now is having its portion in your life.
Oh,
so be
amazing.
Careful what you come into agreement with.
Thank
you can't
you,
walk
Keisha.
Together unless you're in agreement. Whatever you're in agreement with is going to use you.
That's
and
right.
Only God is going to give you a good portion, a good reward. The enemy is going to give you destruction.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Keisha.
Absolutely, Jesse. Thank you for the time.
And stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
I will. You too. Until we talk again.
All right. Amazing. 888-77, Jesse. Before I go back to the call, I want to give you this song by Elise. We got my producer put together an amazing packet. And we have over and over again spoken to you about how, or talked about how, in the good old days, before the Civil Rights Movement, which would totally have been the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, it's the Civil Rights Movement, other than abortion. And the blacks have never been the same since they listened to Martin Luther King and Jackson and all those people, right? They turned their lives over to someone else. They're black leaders or liberal white leaders to lead them, and it's just been downhill ever since, and it's going to only get worse. And in the good old days, black people, for the most part, you can always find some wrong in it, but for the most part, black people were responsible. They didn't hate the white man or white people. They were not victims in their own mind. They did what they had to do. And it was amazing. They raised their own families. No experts had to tell them how to raise their children. They didn't vote for a person because of their color. They voted in the good old days for the most qualified man. All that's gone now. It's all about color. And black people, not all but most, have become more lack of self-control and responsibility like I've never seen in my whole life. Black people used to pay their bills on time or keep their promise. They don't do that anymore for the most part. Even at a black college, according to this report, they are having difficulty in getting black people to pay their bills at this black college. New York Post. hundreds of income and Howard University students across the country were blindsided just weeks before the start of a school after learning they had been unenrolled over unpaid bills. This is from Fox 5 out of Washington, D.C. You don't have it?
I have to refresh.
What?
I had to refresh. We're ready now.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Telling them they have been unenrolled for not paying tuition.
Jim Halva, good evening. We spoke to a lot of these students today.
It just said telling them. Who telling them?
Tonight, incoming Howard University students told their college dreams could be on hold. The university sending out emails to freshmen telling them they have been unenrolled for not paying tuition.
Jim Halva, good evening. We spoke to a lot of these students today. They are devastated. They are frustrated. And they say they are fearful right now that their goal of attending one of the most prestigious HBCUs in this country might not happen at all now because they were just days away from moving into campus. And now they are getting emails telling them that they were unenrolled from this university. So take a look at this. This is the email that was sent out to scores of Howard freshmen. It says that they missed a July 10th tuition deadline, so they have been unenrolled from the class of 2030. Now, students have been reacting sharply to this, sharing their personal stories on Instagram. A lot of them tell Fox 5 that they believe this email is in error. They are waiting on scholarships. Some of them are waiting on military benefits or financial aid that they say will not be posted to their accounts until August 1st.
Amazing, huh? That ain't all. Students shared that they were days away from moving onto campus when they received the notification.
Freshmen like Isabella Williams and Dwayne Irving tell Fox 5 right now they are desperate for answers.
I quite literally went in person for orientation to make sure that I was okay. Apparently, that's not the case.
And I'm suddenly unenrolled from my dream school, from a school that I worked so hard to get into.
There's no excuse, there's no reason why we were to have been unenrolled when they knew that we had money to pay our fees.
But they say you didn't have it, you didn't send it. What the? According to the report, how do they know if you didn't pay it? You see how they crying and they said, oh, no excuses. According to the New York Post, Howard University said it is reviewing cases and will issue refunds for any payment and scholarship funds already submitted. Watch this.
Now, in a statement on the Howard University website, officials said, in part, we understand that this enrollment update that was issued is difficult and disappointing for students and their family. They go on to say the university is reviewing information related to anticipated scholarship funding and financial aid. Meanwhile, students here on campus tell Fox 5 they believe the university needs to fix this situation and communicate more effectively with its freshmen.
It's my dream school, too, and so I was personally just tearing up. I was confused to my parents and all that. A lot of friends I have are actually suffering from the whole thing going on. It's very unfortunate.
I call it the administration. What are we going to do to change that? Because if you want people to still continue to come to Howard.
We spoke with dozens of students and parents today. They all, to a person, said that they believe that this is a mistake. And what's worse is they say they can't get anybody on the phone or to even answer a question.
And so, did they pay or not? Did the school notify them or not that they owe money? New York Post said that the Howard University said it repeatedly reached out to students and families between March and July to inform them of the payment deadline through email, personal financial aid information, videos and prep sessions. So, did they pay or not? This is at a black school. And I bet you, if this story is true, because I don't know for sure, not one black person is surprised that this happened this way. Not one. And white people are probably not surprised. They're just not going to say it. Had this been a historic white university, a historic white college / university, whatever, they would have paid the bills. White people pay their bills for the most part. What a mess, huh? Did they pay the bills or not? And crying, you know, when she's crying, she's lying. Cheering up ain't going to pay the bill. If you paid the bill, go over to the school, show your receipt or email or however, and say, hey, I paid my bill. And for you, that would be all over. It'll be done. Howard University is a black school. A black college. Amazing. Did they miss the deadline or what's going on? Was it CP time if they missed or what happened? The college said they missed it. They didn't pay. They missed the deadline. And they notify them by way of emails, personal financial aid, AID information, videos, and prep sessions. So somebody lying, I'm just saying, did they pay or not on time? Not CP time, but white people time. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. There is this town in, I want to show you the difference between men and women and why women should not be in leadership role. Because women are less than until they overcome their emotions, the thoughts and those emotions. They're going to always make a decision based on feelings. Based on feelings and not what is right. And based on feelings, and all thoughts and feelings are lies. Emotions are not good. They deceive you. And a lot of people, most people, until they wake up, think that feelings, what they feel. I just feel you don't like me. I just feel you don't love me. I feel that you're mad at me. I just feel like I'm lost. I feel lonely. I feel sad. I feel stressed. They think feelings are real. I feel love. They call feelings life. What a sad way to live, huh? And females tend to live a life based on feelings. And they think those feelings are from God. What kind of God, think about that, would give you feelings that make you feel happy and sad, worry or stress, anger, resentment, suicidal thoughts, loneliness, false identities, drag queens and all that mess? What type of God would give you those type of feelings? There's no love in a God that would do that. Women were created to follow and not lead. And because you've allowed them to get in so-called leadership position, the whole world is falling apart. Here's a video of July 21, 2026. Out in North your mouth, Maine, select board meeting where members voted on displaying the pride flag at a community center. So what happened was they have this so-called pride flag they have up, and they put it above the American flag. And then people went there and said, no, no, no. You should not even have a so-called pride flag at all, but you definitely should have it above the American flag. This is at the Maine, this is from Maine X community.
The pride flag's up in that window, and the American flag was underneath it.
Amazing.
That is so disrespectful. That cannot happen.
I agree that the American flag should be up there. That's what we should be doing, is the American flag. If you want to do a pride flag, you can do anything you want at your home. But as a board, you need to represent everyone in town. And maybe not everybody in town feels this way.
I mean, for me, I'm sorry, but I'm not for that. I'm for the American flag, and that's where I stand.
Can you clarify?
The motion is to remove the pride flag display from West Cusco Hall and Community Center. All in favor?
Watch the votes.
All opposed. 3-2, motion passes.
I'd like to make a motion to put up the pride flag in our community center from June 1st to June 30th of every year in honor of Pride Month.
We made a motion. We passed it. The flag comes down. I won't vote for it.
I do take objection to the term frivolous.
So there's a motion to display the pride flag June 1st through 30th. It was brought by Andrea Berry, seconded by Molly Gilligan. We'll go ahead and call the vote. All in favor? All opposed? Motion fails.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
See what happens when men take over? Law and order come about. But Mama Spears, Mama wanted to put the flag up there to please the pride people. Mama doesn't care about the United States of flag. Daddy said no. All the men said no, we're taking down this mess. Mama like, oh, disappointed. You're going to hurt their feelings. Don't take down the flag. I haven't seen this in years. White men standing up to mama because the white woman is out of control. Now, I want to play that one more time. I want y'all to pay attention and learn. Men, you got to take control. You were created to lead, not to follow. You ain't got no business walking up and down the road with a baby stroller. You ain't got no business walking up and down the road holding a dog or carrying a little bit of tiny dog on a leash. What the? You ain't got no business sitting in the passenger seat while the woman is driving. What's wrong with you? These men are showing you examples of what is right, right after this break. And then I'll take your calls. The treasure chest, no, not treasure, stretch office on pure.net. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And check out Bill on Punchy TV. Bill, PUNCHIE.TV. With Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. Check out Bill. And every Wednesday, he does a live episode at 2 p.m. And also, I do personal shout-outs for you. Birthday, weddings, congratulations, curtain, whatever the shout-out is. What the shout-out. Whatever. All right? Go to cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, or shout out .fans/JesseLeePeterson, shout out .fans/JesseLeePeterson. I want to show you a quick example again. What happens when men take over. And they don't care that the woman, like, oh, yeah, oh, you hurt my feelings. No, no. These men are displaying, in this particular situation, in my opinion, perfect love. Men were created to lead. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. They were created to lead and not follow. Your mama messed you up and made you into a follower and not a leader. That's why you must return to the Father, men and women. If you want to be free, you must be spiritually born of the spirit of the Father and overcome the spirit of the mother. She spent her whole lifetime messing you up. Forgive her. She didn't know what she was doing. Her mother did it to her. She did her best. Here's an example of men leading, according to this report, the way. And they don't care what the women feel. Oh, they're like, uh-uh. You're taking out this phony flag and coming down. Down here in a town hall, Maine, down in Maine, there was a vote to remove the so-called pride flag. That doesn't even make sense. How you going to be proud of being evil? Why would you celebrate evil and be proud of it? You know the devil is busy, and they want to impose it on everyone else. Maine, this is from Maine X Community.
The pride flag's up in that window, and the American flag was underneath it. That is so disrespectful. That cannot happen.
I agree that the American flag should be up there. That's what we should be doing, is the American flag. If you want to do a pride flag, you can do anything you want at your home, but as a board, you need to represent everyone in town, and maybe not everybody in town feels this way.
I mean, for me, I'm sorry, but I'm not for that. I'm for the American flag, and that's where I stand.
Can you clarify?
The motion is to remove the pride flag display from West Cusco Hall and Community Center. Oh, all in favor? All opposed? 3-2, motion passes.
I'd like to make a motion to put up the pride flag in our community center from June 1st to June 30th of every year in honor of Pride Month.
We made a motion. We've passed it. The flag comes down. I won't vote for it.
I do take objection to the term frivolous.
And so there's a motion to display the pride flag June 1st through 30th. It was brought by Andrea Berry, seconded by Molly Gilligan. We'll go ahead and call the vote. All in favor? All opposed? Motion fails.
I'm sorry. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Well, imagine had that been more women there than men. What do you think would have happened? That flag was going up because mama voted it in. This is what's happening in our schools, businesses, and everywhere. In the media, if you doubt me, watch local media and some of the national media. The women are running it. They are running it. The weather report, female. The news reporter, folks, female. You will live to regret it if you're not already living to and regretting it. Women were not created to lead, folks. It just ain't going to work. Like a man in a dress would never be a woman. A woman in a pantsuit would never be a man. I don't care how you dress it up. Women, even in the home, they need the man to guide them in raising the children. Because the children are not going to listen to the mother after at least 3 years or so of age, because the mother has already transformed them into her image, the boys and the girl, and now the kids are rebelling against her. And she wondered, why are these kids so bad? You made them that way. And the father is so weak, he can't even correct the mother and protect his own children. There's a law. It is up to us to follow that law. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. In the beginning, there was the law. And the law was with God. And God was the law. And the law was made flesh. It was put into our hearts. Now, it's up to you to follow that law. If you don't follow that law, your life is going to be hard. It's going to be hard. And you're going to live a life of mental replays in your mind. And you'll suffer. You will suffer. But if you follow the law of loving God with all your heart, soul, and might, follow Christ, pitch into your ego and follow Christ, and love your enemy, love your neighbor. That's all you got to do, and life will be easy. You will follow the law without no choice. It'll just happen. I want to show you an example of how they treat white people in America and how they treat black people or people of color. Some of you remember this story of where a lady had her little child in a park, And apparently, according to the story, there was some type of confrontation with a black child not treating her child well or something happened. And the white lady went off, according to the report. Now they're punishing the white lady. And I'm not surprised. CBS News, a woman who started an online fundraiser that garnered hundreds of thousands of dollars after she called a child with autism racial slurs at a southern Minnesota park has been convicted of a misdemeanor. This is from X.
Did you call him a nigger, the child? Did you call the child the nigger word? It is my own business. You call him a nigger? Okay, why don't you have the boss to say it right now again? Okay. All right, that's what you say.
You don't go digging through people's shit, dumb fuck.
Somebody dig into your shit.
A little kid just did, you dumbass.
That little kid, you call him a
yeah.
That little child?
What if he acts like one? He's gonna.
Are you about to hit him? You chase him here?
He took my son's stuff.
So that gives you the right to call the child, 5 year old, the N word.
A child.
That's what you're gonna call him.
That's what he's gonna act like.
You know, that's a hate speech. And you can be recorded for that.
I don't give a
shit. Okay, we'll see about that, what the internet has to say about you.
Is that guy Mexican? Oh, Mexican or something?
He's, I think he's black, like African or I forget what.
Oh.
Indian or something?
You sound, I guess, educated black.
No, foreign.
Oh, he's a foreigner.
Yeah.
Educated foreigner.
I don't know how educated he is.
I don't know if he's black or not. He asked her to say it.
Exactly.
So if he asked her to say it, what's she supposed to do?
Not say it. But whatever.
Somalian, according to Wikipedia.
Thank you.
Oh, the
Omar, Sharmak Omar, the guy filming is Somali, and the boy he's talking about is also Somali.
Oh, so was it his boy?
No.
That's part's not. I'm not sure. I heard it's not. That's not true, but I'm not confirming that. I'm just confirming the Somali thing.
Amazing. And so you heard all that. There was a reminder of the story. And we had reported on this before. Fox 9 has reported a jury found the woman guilty of disorderly conduct toward the man who recorded the viral video. So they found her guilty. In speaking up to the man, she was found not guilty on the count involving the so-called racial slur directed at the child. Isn't that amazing? Fox 9.
You knew from overnight a Rochester jury reaching a late-night verdict in the case of a woman accused of calling a little boy a racial slur at a park.
Shiloh Hendricks was facing two counts of disorderly conduct. Hannah Flood is in the Live Center with how this trial ended and what this means going forward. Hi, Hannah.
Yeah, good morning. You may remember this case because of that now viral video that started all of it. The video shows Shiloh Hendricks allegedly calling an 8-year-old boy with autism a racial slur while she was out at the playground with her child. It was posted last year, and it led to community rallies and an outpouring of support both for the child and family it featured, but also for the woman, for Hendricks. She was charged with two counts of disorderly conduct and took the case all the way to a jury trial. According to KTTC, late last night, the jury returned a split verdict, finding her guilty of one count but not guilty of the other count. The count she was found guilty for was not related to the racial slur thrown at the child, but instead conduct against the man who took that viral video.
I don't understand the hate. How is she being charged for arguing with somebody? They were arguing with her.
I don't remember what the charges were, but that's like they have these, they maybe said, like, oh, they call it disorderly conduct?
Yeah. With the man. That's not the, not, why do they keep saying the
mutual
child with autism? It had not been autism, would it have been okay for her to say that?
I feel like it makes it more understandable that she would say that to a kid with autism, because kids with autism can be like very loud and inappropriate. And if you don't really know the situation, which how are you supposed to know necessarily, then shout out kids and autist people.
And so, but how they?
It sounded like mutual disorderly,
right?
Honestly, they should have charged him if they're going to charge anybody. But it's just a mess. It's anti-white.
White people don't have a chance in their own country.
Yep.
Just as it is in the UK and Africa. The NAACP, of course. Of course, they will be involved. NAACP of Rochester submitted a victim impact statement.
Now, during the trial, the Rochester branch of the NAACP submitted a victim impact statement and asked the judge for the stiffest sentence possible, saying, quote, the words and actions of Ms. Hendricks caused tremendous fear and trauma to a defenseless child. For many members of our community, this was not simply an isolated playground incident. It was a painful reminder that the hatred represented by that word still exists today. Oh, Hendricks did not speak in court. KTTC reporting Hendricks was sentenced to probation. She has to complete 200 hours of community service and will be required to pay a $1,000 fine.
Isn't that something? This white lady had to pay all that money because she argued with a black man. Not because of what she said to the, allegedly said to the child, but she argued with the black man who argued with her. Why didn't they charge him? White people, you're under genocide. And if you doubt me, have a little chat with the whites in the UK. Or have a little chat with the whites in Mommy Africa, especially South Africa. And you'll see. And it's going to get worse. Outside the courthouse, the woman's attorney angrily called her disorderly conduct conviction a circus, and a monkey court. A monkey? What the? This is from X.
What's your reaction to the verdict today?
I think it's pathetic. I've never had a trial where they keep people, this is a misdemeanor, by the way, till 10:30 at night. She was acquitted about the child.
Yeah.
She's convicted on the count involving the cameraman, who they never called to testify. Keep this in mind. They never called the cameraman to testify. This judge prohibited us from telling the jury that Shire Jamali had a GoFundMe page, $340,000.
Wow.
He testified that it was done in May last year. Done. That's not true. My investigator donated $10. It's open. You can donate right now. He testified under oath and perjured himself. He lied and lied and lied and lied. This entire thing's a shakedown.
Amazing. If that is true, more proof that white people are under genocide in their own country. And of course, they're not on your side. I remember, and I don't know how the situation turned out for this white guy, but there was a white guy who was going around. If I'm repeating the story wrong, I apologize. But there was a white guy going around using the N-word in front of the blacks, and he ended up in jail. Oh, Chud the Builder, is that right? Whatever happened to him?
He's currently jailed without bond, according to Google AI, and which info may be false or obsolete or whatever. But currently jailed without bond following an attempted murder charge. They charged him with attempted murder after that guy allegedly attacked him and he shot the guy outside that courthouse in Nashville or wherever that was.
So he's still in jail?
Yep. They rejected bond. Jailed without bond.
I don't even hear people talk about him anymore.
Yeah.
They threw away the key. I knew that because this was a white man and my head started going out again.
That happened to me last week for the first time it ever happened to me, too.
Yeah, just
and then it came back after a while.
What is happening?
Shenanigans.
All of a sudden, my headset is going on again.
There's dark spirits.
Wiz, can we get Bill here?
Yeah.
So that it's just we're dead again. Well, I don't guess we need Bill. The show's almost over. Don't bother me. I think y'all need him. I knew the builder was not going to get out of jail. He might get out one day, but I doubt it because he was saying the so-called N-word to blacks, and he is white. Had it been the other way around, black was saying it to whites, it would be no big deal. They'd be out already if they had gone at all. White people under genocide. I don't even hear anything about the builder anymore.
Dalton Etherly? Etherly?
And look how they accuse this woman. They charge her for arguing with the man that she was arguing with, but they did nothing to him, according to the report. You're under genocide, white people. I would call up the UK before it's too late, if it's not already too late. This lady accused the boy of taking a pouch of applesauce out of her diaper bag, according to the Star Tribune. What a mess, huh? 888-7753-773. White people in your own country or countries, your own country is being taken away from you. And there's nothing at this point, it seems, that you can do about it. Super, super.
Super chats.
Pardon me. Derek, three coffees. Do you believe America was founded on values made evident by God? Or was it founded on Judeo-Christian values? The founding fathers did say we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
I don't understand that question.
He sounds like he's contrasting self-evident values from God to as opposed to Judeo-Christian values.
Do you understand the question?
Yeah, sort of.
And how would you respond? Because I don't understand that question.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Maybe
thank you.
A little bit of both.
Thank you. It's just not clear for me. I'm black and slow. It's not clear. Thank you.
Three coffees from the Wild Goat. No message.
Thank you, Wild Goat.
Thank you, Derek and the Wild Goat. Kevin, 211, 10 coffees. Thank you. Oh, thanks for all the help, Jesse, and to the team. Much appreciated. Thumbs up emoji.
Right on. Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate that.
Walking Roscoe, good day from Europe. Side note, looking at Jim's awesome shirt, I disavow. My eyes suddenly have a refreshing mint vision. Scrunch face laughing. Love y'all.
What's Jim off his shirt?
Jim's. He says Jim instead of James.
Oh. Amazing.
I let him get away with it because he's a veteran.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nick LaBoy, morning, Jesse. This is a Rumble rant. I watched a few documentaries on this one thing and something about books in the Bible that were left out. And it's a mistake that they stripped them out because it actually strengthens this thing you say. It's interesting. Thank you, Nick LaBoy.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm telling you, the Bible, not the, what do they call it?
Infallible. Only inspired word of God.
No. That's amazing. Thank you. The Bible's a good book. I'm not telling you not to read it, but it ain't what they tell you.
Thank you, Nick LaBoy, making the world right. Stay with it. Stay with it. Let go and let God throw your weapon down.
Lay your weapon down. No need to fight about anything except to physically protect yourself. Amazing.
Fazul Jesse, what the great white hope got to say about it.
Amazing. Let me check. Because of time.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me. Nobody. Who uses it more than I do?
That's right.
Rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
0906-DER, White History Moment. Wesley Brogdon made the phrase, "Does a chicken have lips?" popular when it appeared in a 1963 within the yearbook of a high school in Arvin, California. Fallen State Friday was amazing.
Thank you. They made it possible.
He made it popular.
I've been hearing that word all my life. So right on and check out the fallenstate.tv this last Friday. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. Making the world right. Thanks, Jesse, for your time, brother.
Thank you for your support to help us to help others.
Tay.
And Tay.
Everybody and they, mama, better vote for Jesse for president.
Thank you, Tay. I appreciate it. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
ADHD 777. When Jesse wears hats, he looks like July.
July just feels white.
Smetty. More comfortable couch for Hake. Thank you for donating for a more comfortable couch for Hake.
If ever he needed one, if anyone needs one, he does. Amazing.
God bless all.
Thank you.
The Hake Report gifted the cookie. Catch Hake after this.
Thank you. The Hake Report, amazing.
Lori, church was so good. Real conversations about the truth and what's really going on. Thank you, Jesse, and everyone for your honesty. It helps me every Sunday.
Right on. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. With it, rebuildingdemand.com/church. Amazing. Thank you.
Annie, Jesse, did you hear the audio from the Sea Toad dispatcher yet? If you listen carefully, you will hear panicked voices saying, Nolan, wake the bleep up. Someone check his chest. I swear to God, he's dead. Throw him overboard. Is he really dead? He's dead. The 911 operator asks, is everyone on board in good health and otherwise? She could also hear panicked voices in the back. Nolan did not stay behind on the island. The call confirms he was on the boat. There does appear to be foul play in this investigation.
Who is that?
And he, Nolan Wells.
Who is that?
Teen from Mississippi who went drinking with his friends on the boat and then didn't come
back. No, I haven't
heard
anything at all. Thank you. I've not heard any.
No more thoughts, Jesse. I'll visit for church and men's forum one day if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
And you will not regret it. All are welcome. Amazing. Thank you.
Nick LaBoyce, Spain elect the first female regional legislator with Down syndrome. What's wrong with the Spaniards?
Oh, Lord. It's over. What the?
We got to read the rest later, y'all.
Thank y'all. I am so out of time. I tried to get to some more callers and super chats, but time won't give me time. But time makes people feel that they got time. I ain't got nothing but time. Richard, Chicago, Jermaine, Canada, the rest of the call, bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.